Okay, so
that was a good program. Don't knock the microphone.
Boy. Here we go.
It's on.
You sure?
I'm positive.
I'm not sure about anything.
Really?
You know, it was so simple. It was a simple thing I asked.
What was?
Well, I called into your program.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And suggested to you to mention to Jack that we needed that that song. What's
yeah?
What's the matter?
You're breathing germs on me.
Oh, jeez. Jack.
What?
Did Jack find the song for you?
I did, yes.
He did.
I did.
But he didn't know who, he said, oh, some guy called in.
I didn't know it was you, yes.
His master's voice. His master's voice.
That was a little embarrassing, wasn't it?
And your inference was it was some guy calling
in. Well, I was in the other room and I heard
you. I didn't say some guy. I said Kenley is on the phone.
I didn't hear that part. All I heard was somebody on the phone wanted some information about a song.
Well, that's because Jack was gallivanting with a young, attractive gal.
That was my daughter.
Oh.
Well, why didn't she stick around? I've been here.
She had things to do. Why would she want to stick around here?
She's got better things to do than hang around with us.
See, I thought that the perfect song for today... Well, now I've lost my notes.
While you're finding your notes, can I mention something?
Please, if you would.
British Landscapes. Did you know that you're sending me to England, Scotland, and Wales?
I am.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes, I did.
It's on your dime, Mr. Squire.
Not exactly. It's a cooperative.
Can't get a pay raise around here, but you can get a trip.
To get her out of here.
Huh? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. British Landscapes. The folks from Colette's putting this together for us.
Yes.
We're going to do 10 days. England, Scotland, and Wales.
Yeah.
We're going to see London.
You're going to be whaling in
York,
Wales. York. Yeah.
Edinburgh right. Castle.
Yes.
The Lake District. Llangollen. Stratford-upon-Avon, which they say Stratford-upon-Avon.
How do you know that?
Because I was watching a British travel show the other day, and they said, we're going to Stratford-upon-Avon.
Universal, okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you sound like you're out in Williamstown at
How's
some point?
How's it going? Are you getting anybody to go with you?
Yeah, we had a presentation last week. We had about half the people there that signed up for it, and we've still got until I believe the first weekend in April that... we're taking reservations for. If you'd like more information on it, yes, you can go. We'll keep babbling. WDEVradio.com. It's British Landscapes. You can find information there. And if you're really intrigued with it and you'd like to go, we'd love to have you join us. We do ask that you call Colette. They can give you all the... All the details, 877-264-1196. 877-264-1196.
Are you going by boat or plane?
We are going by plane.
Okay.
Oh, that's one thing. Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. They have hometown pickup service.
Really?
So you don't have to get yourself to Boston. They'll pick us up in Waterbury and Berlin.
Nice.
So hometown pickup.
Wait a minute now. What if you're in Waterbury Center?
Well, I'm sure they're going to meet us somewhere centrally located in Waterbury.
That's not what you said. Right, Jack?
I said hometown pickup. Hometown. So, like, I'll be going, and I will probably have
asked... What if I lived in Duxbury?
Then you come to Waterbury.
That's not exactly my hometown.
You're not going to win, Kai, so just
know.
Let it go.
Well, I know, but anyway.
You know, I know that you are Ken Squire, and
yes,
Ken Squire gets what Ken Squire wants.
That's exactly right.
But
yes.
I think when we're traveling with 40 people, that they're not going to make a special trip for Ken Squire up to Stowe. You're going to have
they're
to have
not.
You're going to have one of your friends or neighbors.
Jack, see how that's that business about
Ken,
what they say and what they mean.
See, now that's will you stay right there with on the microphone because
right,
you,
right. What they say and what they mean
good.
Are different things.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right. I'm just about ready to do my program.
I would hope so.
And thanks to Kaya,
Ken will not be with us on this trip. Okay, so it will go smoothly.
One moment, please. The message was delivered to you that there was a request to get the program started today, yes, which seemed to be totally proper. You know, it was the exact pinpoint kind of relevance.
I got off on time.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You're supposed to get off at 3 after.
And I was off at 1 after.
He's got this Ted Turner theory that he's going by now, you know. No, you're not supposed to get off right on the top.
Gracious sakes, we've had it for 45 years. If you do everything the same way, every day, same way, every day, same way, every day, same way. Boring, B-O-R-I-N-G.
So why are we doing this program then?
Well, be...
7 for Jack.
Well, we better get to the start.
Oh, my God.
You do remember.
She's got a phone call coming in.
Oh, it's my stepdaughter calling me. Huh.
Oh, your stepdaughter?
Yeah.
What's she saying?
Well, I don't know. She's calling.
Well, could you tell us? You know, inquiring minds.
Well, why don't I call her back later?
And music go to the dump by. We like those kind of...
It is 9 minutes past 9 o'clock
well,
here on WDEV.
Point was that...
Jiminy Cricket. She's leaving a message
now,
okay?
Jiminy Cricket. All right. So the deal was that this program introduced something that was not only entertaining, but was at the same time had some principle to it and some very carefully thought out political overtones, right? And that was the theme song for music to go to the dump by.
Huh? This was a theme song at one time, yes. Back
yes,
in the 60s.
It was.
Back
it
in
was,
the early 60s. Late 60s, wasn't it? Mid to late.
Whatever. So anyway.
this show has had multiple theme songs?
Back when we were mired in the Vietnam War. Is that what you're saying? I think.
No, it wasn't. Well, it might have been because you remember the howitzers, which had been taken out of it? There was a bevy, a plethora of 105 howitzers in this that are now missing from it. Because people thought that was a bit much. So here is how it was.
Have you been talking to Mr. Neely?
Yeah.
Because he likes to do model airplanes, and I've got model airplanes and bombers and everything all over the house now.
You're quite a girl.
I'm quite a girl.
Yeah. All right, let's begin with the song here that you're talking about.
All right. So is this the original theme song?
Yeah, they're one of the original works that made this program so famous universally.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it.
Throw away your pop, romping through the swamp, romping through the swamp in the month of May, wading through the slimy ooze, you can drive away your poop, romping through the swamp. Your troubles fly, smelling like a sty, frolicking with the water, snakes and newts, where it's always warm and muggy, also spidery and buggy, romping through the swamp, choking on your womp, lying in the swamp, looking at the ways glaze haze can raise, you can be a muddy satyr wrestling with an alligator, romping through the swamp. And spend your time covered up with slime, saying I love you to the rock and goo, lurching through that quagmire, head aflame with swamp fire, romping through the swamp.
Built to a big conclusion, had everything in it. That's what made it famous.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
As heard on this radio program, Music to Go to the Dump By, original version. Do you know who that is that did that?
Yes, you asked me on the radio.
Joel Nashman's best friend, one of his best friends in New York.
Dave Van Ronk.
Yeah, Dave Van Ronk. Okay.
Oh, that wasn't...
Romping Through the Swamp.
That wasn't...
Sort of fits, you know, with what we currently have in... Right?
What?
Politics and so forth.
Yes, yes. That was... Yeah.
That wasn't Mr. Blazing Saddles, man?
No, no, no. It was certainly not.
Blazing Saddles,
Dave
man?
Van Ronk. Yeah. Everybody knows that, for pity's sake. Hmm.
Well, okay. I didn't. Excuse
this is really good
me.
Stuff. What is this that she made today?
It's called lasagna. What do you think
it's
it is?
Not. It's a chocolate mousse or something.
Jiminy lasagna. Cricket. Jeez. It's brown. It's got bread-like texture. What is that?
It's a chocolate a chocolate whatever, you know. It's chocolate.
Chocolate whatever. Right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And you said it came from...
Well, we were down at King Arthur's.
King Arthur.
Flower down in Norwich. Diane likes to get on there every now and then. She picked up a bunch
because you can't get the Norwich flower at your local PNC market, can you?
Why is that?
I don't know.
It's sort of a joke. Because everybody that likes to bake likes to go to King Arthur Flour.
Yeah, oh.
Well, they sell King Arthur Flour in your local grocery store.
Yeah,
but apparently it's a real treat to actually go to Norwich and go to the King Arthur factory.
Have you ever been there?
No.
It's quite a place.
But my...
You would enjoy it.
Every 3 or 4 weeks, yeah.
My sister-in-law likes to bake. Mm-hmm. So whenever my brother comes up from Connecticut, as he says, I've got to go 200 miles to get my wife cake flour.
Well, he's always half baked.
You know, when they sell it at the local A&P back in Connecticut.
Well, they have a larger selection down there.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
they got
a little selection of what?
They got a cafe down there. There's a school there. It's a baking school.
Oh,
there.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite a complex. Really is.
I'll have to take a...
What I mean, it's King Arthur Flour.
King Arthur Flour, yes.
That's what it is.
Follow the conversation. Well, King Arthur Flour.
Yes.
It's in Norwich. Norwich, Vermont.
Norwich, Vermont.
Mm-hmm. Right off of
what
Route 5.
Do they have to do with my program?
No, you were talking...
Nothing.
Well, this is like a big cauldron, a big soup cauldron where we stir up stuff. So we're hoping maybe King Arthur can throw a little flour in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So do you have any idea what you want to do next, Mr. Squire?
I'd like to
want to finish this.
Go home and go
whatever.
To take a nap.
Okay.
We could either tiptoe through the tulips or we could root for Norwich. Which one do you want?
Is Norwich playing this afternoon?
Playing tonight.
No, they're playing tonight.
Mm.
Who are they? Don't you know anything?
No. Who are they taking on?
Hobart.
Hobart.
Everybody knows Hobart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But you know what this is?
They make great ovens.
No.
Yeah.
You know, she's always got to one-up me.
Yeah.
Hobart.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing for the championship, conference championship, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, I finally got one right.
This is good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll say it's good.
And by the way, the ladies, the... lady cadets there.
Women.
Women, excuse me. I'm sorry. Women, ladies. They're...
Just don't call them girls.
They continue their quest. With,
who's that?
The Norwich ladies.
The women.
Women.
By hosting number 6th seed Suffolk, and that'll be at 3 o'clock in Kreitzberg this afternoon.
Have you ever seen that team?
So I want to give them recognition.
No way you'd call them ladies. Women, right?
They're women.
Yeah. Okay, they're women.
Tough stuff.
So...
Of course, you get all that stuff off of them.
So, two great games coming up. So, do you want that Root for Norwich, your song? So, this will be both for the women and the men, right?
Yeah, no, what was the other song?
We're going to root for Norwich because it's a perfect segue. We've just been talking
like
about
said,
Norwich.
We're going to play something by the magical, marvelous, musical mystery lady for our pals over there at Norwich.
All right.
I don't believe this.
We love to root for Norwich football and root for Norwich hockey too. They can run and they can throw and pass the puck and shoot. Look at them go, coaches Murniak and Mick Shanley. Our team's to sweet victory. So give a great big cheer. L'esprit de corps is here. Hooray for Norwich University.
It's a championship game, and it's on Radio Free Vermont tonight. And this afternoon is a pretty darn good game, too.
That is the Boys Division II State Championship, Boys High School Basketball.
Yeah.
Who are the teams?
Fairhaven takes on Montpelier.
Sorry.
Sullivan's. At 3:30 this afternoon.
3:30.
And then the men take over tonight at Norwich.
And so that means that the man who had such a good friend in the composer that opened the program for today, that would be Joel Nashman.
Yeah.
One of the few friends, I guess, that Dave Van Ronk ever had. I beg your pardon.
That's not
and
nice.
But it really is a good song, isn't it?
It's wonderful, Ken. It's just one of my all-time favorites.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you approve of it and care for it. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought, what do we have here next? Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Spring, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, and that's the point.
What's the point?
You know, we're ahead of our time.
No, we're not.
Well, yes, we are.
How?
I said it. Well, because we're doing Tiptoe Through the Tulips before the tulips are
tipping
up, you see? Yep. Right.
Okay.
All right. Now, we had another big success last week because Dan dropped by and left off a copy of his song, particularly for this time of year, on Radio Free Vermont, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's Dan?
Banjo Dan.
Oh, okay.
How can you do that? How can you listen hour after hour?
I don't listen hour after hour.
Well, what are you doing down there besides eating bonbons? And
I don't eat bonbons. I'm working. Working my little fingers to the nubs.
Well, if you are, you're missing one of the great holiday selections for the springtime on the old Green Mountain Network.
Okay.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Play it. Yeah.
Billy C and Jenny Blue were trying to get it done. They were boiling, they were packing, trying to keep up with the run. But things don't often work out just the way we planned. Add some heat and pretty soon sap's boiling in the pan. Hot like it's not, they had colons in the snow. The sky was black and a million stars, but on their nightly show, Billy stoked the fire with wood and Jenny drew the sap. When they got tired, he sat him down, she sat upon his lap.
There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
It's roiling and it's boiling and it's filling up with steam. The fog is sweet and heavy and it's like you're in a dream.
Fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
kissing, they were hugging. In that steamy dark, wasn't just the wood inside the arch that began to spark. Jenny took her sweater off, she had three more on besides. They were on that slippery slope, looking forward to the slide. Now when you're making maple, you've got to be aware. You can burn the pan, start a fire, even singe your hair. But sometimes maple syrup's not the sweetest thing. It's love that flies through blue spring skies, like a songbird on the wing.
Fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. It's sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
It's roiling and it's boiling and it's filling up with steam. The fog is sweet and heavy and it's like you're in a dream.
There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. It's sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's really getting up a lot.
Now you see the innuendo in
yes.
there. That's why I thought we should repeat it, because some people didn't quite get the innuendo. And the innuendo is what really makes it fun, because it's giggling and laughing about what goes on in the sugar house.
More than just boiling syrup is what you're saying. Hey, huh?
Well, everything's boiling.
Okay, fine. Very good. By the way, I think this is the weekend when they do the starting the sugar on snow. I think I saw the...
No, this is the weekend we put the clock ahead, right?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yes,
right. As well. Yes.
Spring ahead.
But I think they're doing...
Spring ahead. So when you go to bed tonight,
I'll just talk
ahead.
To myself here. What, nobody's listening to me anyway, so... All right, go ahead.
No, it's your turn.
Oh, I was going to say that I believe Bragg's and Morse, both of the Sugar Shacks are going to be open this weekend.
They're not Sugar Shacks. They're
whatever. They're out there for folks who like sugar on snow.
Yes.
This is probably the opening weekend for that. Yeah.
And if you're up at the Sugar House.
Public service from WDEV.
Real Vermonters understand what they're doing.
Right.
That's a very, very popular song.
It is.
Because of the innuendo. And it's so carefully and well done
by
Banjo
Dan. Why do you keep going back to the innuendo?
What is his brother's name that's so good in that thing?
It's Willie. Willie and Dan. Dan
and
Willie.
Yeah. Well, and there's three or four others in that
yes,
group.
The Pond Boys.
Which we miss dramatically.
Alan Davis, John Drake, and Phil Block.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying, you see. And, the names weren't immediately, instantaneously lighting up on my screen like they do on all those big television stations where they have everything and anything right there in front of them, so they never have to reach out and use their imagination and think about beautiful music. Mm. Well, I guess we better think about some more beautiful music from Music to Go to the Dump by. What do you think, Jack?
I think we perhaps should do that at this
point.
Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Fetch up the zither, Hezzy.
Oh,
the zither?
This
yeah,
one.
The zither.
I got it, boys.
Well, play
here we go.
This is beautiful music?
Pay attention.
Oh.
Since we put a radio out in the hen house.
In the hen
house. There's more cock-a-doodle in the rooster's crow.
Hens all sing like blue canaries, fill their nest with cackle berries. They're twice as big as Farmer Brown's, I know.
What is this, circa 1930?
Now the handle's off the market basket, sigh and groan, and the crank has fallen off the telephone. When the eggs begin to hatchin', every chicken comes out scratching, since the hen house has got a radio.
Since our hen house has got a radio, now that radio we put out in the hen house was the smartest thing we ever did, by Joe.
When they hear cock-a-doodle, the hens all skadoodle, cluckin'. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
was worried as could be. We had a mortgage due. We thought our farming days were nearly through. Our troubles are over. We're riding in clover since the hen house has got a radio.
Since our hen house has got a radio.
What
fetch
was
up the zither, Hezzy?
The zither?
Yeah!
Oh, we're not going to hear that again. My God.
What was that?
What do you mean, what was that? That's part of the veracity and the virtue of the kinds of music that we provide each and every Saturday morning.
Hmm.
Yeah.
On the line, we have our friend up there in East Corinth.
Oh, my heart.
Say good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Ken. And what, everyone.
What's the good news from over there on the other side of the hill?
There's not a lot of good skiing news, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been a little bit of a dry. We were hanging on by our toenails here last weekend and hoping for something to happen this week and be able to whip things around.
Now, how come?
Didn't happen.
How come on this side of the hill?
I know.
Over here, you know, with Mansfield and Bolton Valley and all that, they're lauding the fact that they have such great. And Sugarbush, of course.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. These last few storms have been elevation based accumulations.
I see.
We are a little short in stature on the elevation, but yeah, we make up for it in so many other ways.
Yeah, how?
Well, our friendly faces, our good food, nor'easter burgers, rope toes.
Rope toes, yes, that's indeed, yeah, there's the key right there.
Uh-huh. And,
the rope toe.
We were there last week. We talked about Rusty Deweese made a appearance at Northeast Slopes just to try the thing out, and we buried him nose first into the snow when he grabbed hold. And so those are, you know, good recent fond memories, and we're hoping to get another storm or two and get another couple weekends out of it.
And other lawsuits, yes.
Yeah, right, yeah. But, I mean, the hill's there. It's partially covered, but it's certainly not a skiable surface that we would want to sell a ticket to somebody for, that's for sure.
Well, how low can you go? I mean, what is the height of what we're talking about here?
Elevation-wise?
Yes.
Well, our base lodge is at 800 feet above sea level.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good.
Which is about 120 feet above the Waits River.
Yeah.
And we go 360 feet up to the top operator's booth, so the elevation. So we're a little under 1,200.
Yeah.
And that's where we start to see some of those changeovers. But these last couple storms have been a bit disappointing. Anything below 2,000 feet had a hard time. And all of our big brothers there, you know, Bolton and Sugarbush and all those guys, they've been cashing in on it, and they've gotten the snow, and we unfortunately have not. But doesn't mean we're not doing anything. We've got a couple neat things to do, and we
like what?
Well, we're coming off of those big finishes and big crowd of our box race, and that was a great, fantastic day. And that was the last day we were open, and Rusty came by, and all kinds of folks. And,
is everybody out of the hospital now from that?
Most
great
of them are. Hospital? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Everybody's back in school and ready to go again. But we've been notified. Okay. Two things of interest is. And it's not an undisclosed location, but we aren't disclosing the date or whether the public can attend or not, but sounds like the governor's coming to Northeast Slopes.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. What well, they do this, you know, county capital for the day kind of thing around the state, and different contingencies and groups and committees from our capital will be going through different businesses and points of interest at the day, and I think they're highlighting the volunteerism and the richness of history of Northeast Slopes is what they're going to be doing for a stop, and I sure hope we get some snow. We can send the governor
Who sends these letters of recommendation into you? I mean, the dreadnought
out of the blue. It just came to us right from Montpelier.
Stock car racing is now getting people in the ski world involved in supporting his efforts, and so he's going to be invited over there for what?
Well, I think he's just going to stop by for a little while and speak of volunteer organizations. And of course, Vermont is one of the leading volunteer per capita states in the entire country.
Well, that's true. That is true.
It seems to be harder and harder all the time, but we want to keep that. Keep that going.
Okay.
So they'll be by, and there's another committee coming by.
So when is he coming?
Well, that's a little undisclosed right now.
Oh.
But it won't be this week. But we can have a little more information by next Saturday, Dump Show time.
Next Saturday.
It'll be an exclusive release on the Dump Show, press release on the Dump Show next week.
And well, we can't wait to hear that. Yes.
Yeah, and one thing we forgot to mention last week was those fellas from Boston, Channel 5, the Chronicle documentary show.
Yes.
They came out, did their documentary, and showed it here a couple of weeks ago on Northeast Slope. Starts out with our friends at the little coffee shop trailer down in Bradford, and then it sedgeways into Northeast Slopes. They did a real nice piece, and it's called an Affordable Volunteer-Run Ski Area. They did a nice little piece on us and some of the locals around here. And that you can see by going to our northeastslopes.org, whip over to the left-hand side or go to the Facebook and scroll down a little, and there's a picture of a little silver car in front of a coffee espresso trailer.
There's a what?
A little silver car. That's the picture that you can that'll lead you to it, and then there's a link you can click on. If you can get on your Googler and get on that link and click on that, it'll take you to YouTube and to this little Boston Chronicle show. Last time I checked, 3,276 people have seen it.
Well, okay.
And we got one response.
So. Well, there you have it. The truth and honesty in advertising is recommended always, and certainly nobody does better at that than our friends over there at the Northeast Slopes, which are located in specifically?
East Corinth. Route 25, East Corinth, Vermont, between Barrie and Bradford.
There you see. Yeah. You got the whole story.
But as soon as we get some snow, we'll have it whipped back in shape, and we'll have a big announcement out there and get people back on the slopes.
So there will be another season at Northeast Slopes.
Well, we're hoping another partial season this year to at least end it out. We've still got big things in the plans. We haven't night skied yet. We've been doing some light testing, and we'll be running. The rope toes are all inspected and tuned up and ready to go. Things are running better than ever. We just need a little more snow under our feet.
There you are.
We haven't thrown in the towel yet.
You haven't thrown in the what? The towel.
No,
I thought you said the tower.
Yeah. We haven't thrown in the towers yet either.
Yeah.
But we would like to get a couple more weekends in, and like I said, a good night ski. We've got the Equinox coming up, but we may or may not make it for that. That was a fun event last year.
What was that?
We call it the Skiquinox, and we had a full moon lighted event in the middle of the week and packed the rope toes with nearly 200 skiers.
My heart.
Yeah, skied till 9 or 10 o'clock at night. It was
9 or 10.
A fantastic event. It was right on the equinox, so, you know, it's right when you can balance an egg on its end, and the days are equal, you know, night and day are both 12 hours. It's a big, you know, kind of event over there at Stonehenge, and we do the same thing at Northeast Slopes.
Okay, well, does that mean we're done now?
I think so, until we get some snow, but we'll talk again next week about any new developments.
Well, that's good. No, that's good, and we certainly want to be kept up to date because it's the smaller areas that make such a difference in Vermont, and we don't have any difficulty in saluting them. And you're really serious that the governor's going to go over there because of your what?
Well, I think they're going to speak about the backbone of Vermont and its volunteerism and what keeps these little organizations going, because that is exactly what keeps it going. You know, financially, we get a little more snow. Financially, we're okay. Mechanically, we're in good shape, but without volunteers, we're absolutely nothing.
And without snow, you got a bigger problem.
Snow, but we can still do lots of fun things without snow. And
I know, because you see, it's that thing that gets over at 9 o'clock, and you got to do something. And people over there seem to find something to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So keep an eye on the northeastslopes.org for any exciting announcements.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Talk to you again next week.
Yeah, okay. Isn't that good?
You know, it
has a sense of integrity and honesty to it that you don't hear. And then the snow is 8.5 feet deep at the, oh my, oh look at that, another avalanche, you know?
All right. Okay. Shall we move on with some more music here?
Yeah,
what
why
do you
don't
say,
we
huh?
move on with some more music?
All right.
Yes, move on with music.
Was feeling fine till he fell in a barrel of turpentine. He's a moving on, he's a moving on. He passed the gate like an 88, he's a moving on. There was a smart guy from the city and he picked up a striping kitty. He's a moving on, he's a moving on. We held our nose as we burned his clothes, we're a moving on. Then he grabbed hold of a spark plug wire. He's a moving on, he's a moving on. He turned it loose when he felt the juice. He's a moving on. The old tomcat was a feeling mean when he caught his tail in the sewing machine. He's a moving on, he's a moving on. He ripped a stitch when he hit the ditch. He's a moving on. Face got white as a sheet when he slipped and fell in his cream of wheat. He's a moving on, he's a moving on. He flapped his ears as he shifted his gears. He's a moving on. Uncle John got awful clean when he fell into the washing machine. He's a moving on, he's a moving on. He couldn't straddle that doggone paddle. He's a moving on. We travel a lot to make our showing. The way we sing, we have to keep going. We're a moving on, we're a moving on. We've got to go, here comes Hank Snow. We're a moving on.
There you go.
See, it's those dynamic lyrics that make these things so special on this program. Straddle the paddle. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see here. We're, what, 17 minutes before we come to another hour, or a little more or less.
Yeah.
See, we don't time ourselves.
Oh, here we go now.
No, yeah, I'm not going to make a big
not going
to
get off exactly at 10 o'clock.
WDEV just runs like a clock.
But what if somebody sets their clock by...
Right.
You're doing. Like they say, Ken is wrapping up the show. It must be close to 10 o'clock. I got to get on my way.
Yeah, they're screwed.
Okay.
Because, you see, we're not going to be allowing ourselves to fall into this principle of everything has to be exactly right.
Then why do I have to hit the 8:30 news weekdays with the party calendar?
Because that's a different day. A different music, a different everything.
Oh, so you're special.
No, it's weekend time.
That's what it comes down to. This program is special, you know.
Yeah, this
well, weekend
comes in
time.
When it wants to come in, ends when it wants to end. No structure whatsoever.
Hello?
Everything else is structured at this radio station except for music to go to the dump ice.
Well, in the ball games. We don't structure the ball games at all, or hockey games or motorsports. You know, we don't do that.
No. The baseball games are structured. They have a break in each inning, so we know where we are in the game.
What are we going to do about St. Patrick's Day?
We're going to eat corned beef and cabbage.
Right around the corner.
That's what we're going to do.
Huh?
with carrots and potatoes.
$6.16 billion expended to be spent for the holiday this year. How about that?
What do we spend money on St. Patrick's Day?
Booze. Right, right, Jack?
Well, a lot of people get together and have corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
And
a lot of them have something besides corned beef and cabbage.
Well, of course. You know, Guinness
then
is always...
Then they don't get home, and then there's the alimony and the divorce settlement.
Should we get some St. Patrick's Day music ready for next week? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Why don't you wait 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, that's happened in the past.
That's right. No structure here.
Overwhelmed.
No structure.
No structure here. We'll play St. Patty's Day on Easter Sunday, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's a thought.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
St. Patrick's Day. Okay.
What do you usually eat on St. Patrick's Day, Jack? Corned beef?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done a number of times. We've
Can't
gone
you
down
tell
to,
his ears are green?
When McGillicuddy's on Blaine Street in Montpelier.
Right.
That was usually a kind of a tradition.
Mm-hmm. That was always a great tradition.
They had a big tent outside there, and you could sit down. They had tables. Of course. You got to have a couple of libations.
All those that no longer stand up, and that was the end of that. Yeah. And say,
St. Patrick's Day is on Tuesday. Okay.
Week from next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hang in here. You'll have an opportunity this morning to hear what can be the most exciting and vibrant music on the program, which can be created by you. We all can participate. All you have to do is write the music to go to the dump by, and we'll send you the complete lyrics to our new song of the day for hymn time. Mm-hmm.
Do you have your lyrics, by the way? Do we have
I do.
Okay. You want to read a couple of...
But this is not a new song. It's not your new hymn.
Well, it is.
No, it isn't. You've been playing that one for
just
17 years.
Just a moment. It's a matter of getting people identified with it. And this was one that doesn't identify like Dropkick Me, Jesus, Through the Goalposts of Life. Or what's the other one, the baseball song?
Will you be ready for something?
At the gate when Jesus throws the ball.
Yes, it, yeah.
Yeah, now, see, and we need more of those, and these people are so short-sighted that they won't send in and help us to illuminate the hour with more glorious music of that ilk.
Mm-hmm. What did he just say, Jack?
Never mind.
No
never
idea.
Mind. Can we go on to the next selection, please?
Yes,
please.
This is our local...
This is Dex?
No, this is George Woodard.
Oh, George Woodard.
The folks from the Groundhog Opry.
A great singer. Yeah, remember George.
I think Al sings this
one. You live up there by George, don't you? You're right up the street.
Who?
He is. George Woodard.
Yeah, and what about it?
Banjo Dan.
Right.
And all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's featured on this next selection.
Right, I know that.
Music to go to the dump by.
Yeah.
And we love him so much, and we can't wait till the Grand Hog Opry comes back around. I think it's another year or two off.
I don't know.
But it's one of those.
Do you know for
things.
Sure?
Huh?
Do you know for
no,
sure?
No, I don't know for sure, because neither does George, and he's in charge.
This is the cast of the Grand Hog Opry, and I believe this features the voice of Al Boright, I think.
Al Boright is correct, 100%. And it's that, again, that local flavor.
Can we get to the song?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
1, 2. Well, some folks say that grown-up men are still just little boys. And really, the only difference is the price of our toys. We go for macho symbols like guns and running shoes. Pickup trucks and hunting ducks and power tools. Power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools. Yeah, just bug them in a wall. Think of all you can do. You can plant a garden, fix a car, build a house if you want to. If you've got the proper power tools.
Power tools.
Hello, emergency room. Yeah, I just fired up my new gas-powered weed whacker there, and somehow or another it got caught in the hammer loop of my big Smith overalls. Yeah, before I could chop the dang thing down, she plumb screwed me 3 feet in the front lawn there. My wife hollered out the front door, "Hey, Shorty, while you're down there, why don't you check out the roots for aphids?" Huh, she's a real comedian, that woman. Hardy, har, har. Well, some folks say macho men use tools to compensate for a decline in virility. Now I thought about that and wait.
There may be some validity in what them people say, but in my case, it's just the only way I get to go outside and play. Ridden, ridden, room. Boy, I love this stuff. Power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Just plug them in a wall and think of all you can do. You can plant a garden, fix a car, build a house if you want to. If you've got the proper power tools.
How to.
Hello 911. Yeah, I was just in the garden there trying out my new direct dry rototiller when the rawhide lace from my work boots somehow or another got tangled in that outboard tiller tine. Yeah, before I could shut the dang thing down, she plumb drug me clean across the lawn up underneath my neighbor's Toyota 2x4. Wife hollered out the door, "Hey, Shorty." Funny how a name will stick with you like that. Said, "Hey, Shorty, if you're gonna play Mr. Goodwrench, seems like you'd fix our old jalopy first." I tell you, that woman's a regular Roseanne Barr. Well, 911 rescued me, carried me away to a local hospital for at least a 2-week stay. Doctor said, "Hope you learned your lesson. Thinks the power tools, you're nearly dead." I didn't hear a word he said. I was playing with my power bed. Oh, power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Hello, nurses station. Could you please send someone to room 403 quick? Yeah, my power bed is stuck in the up position. I'm folded in here like a big old taco. Help! Help! Yeah, if you've got the proper power tools.
Power tools.
Honey, don't be alarmed. Just quietly evacuate the neighborhood and call the bomb squad.
That's an old favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And with a new interpretation by a group of Vermonters. And I thought they did a lovely job of making that song come alive, come alive, come alive. They say, you know, we've been asking people to send in these signs and so forth that they find. And so is it down around East Corinth, there's a trailer.
Okay.
And on the side it says, "No soliciting," right?
Right.
"We're too broke to buy anything." "We know who we are voting for.
Ah.
We have found Jesus. Seriously, unless you are giving away beer, please go away."
They got all their bases covered.
They got everything covered.
Wow.
Isn't that lovely?
That is lovely.
Now, if anyone has others that they'd like to send along to Music to Go to the Dump by in care of the friendly pioneer voice of Northern New England, WDEV, here we are on another Saturday morning. With the lovely Kaya, who did the trading post and did it to the nines again this morning. Are you in competition with him?
With who?
Bada Bing.
No.
Your friends. No. Your friends.
Yeah, we're friends.
It always sounds like when the two of you are within a week of each other that you're trying to one-up each other.
No, not at all.
Program. You know,
no,
you're
not
really
at all.
Like Bada Bing?
We're just swapping on, off and on the program.
I see.
He's up and about early in the day, enjoys the program. I like a little bit of the overtime, so, you know.
Oh, nice. Well, now we know why you love us here.
Yeah. Oh, I love you.
Okay. Did you find the song by another one of our composers for the program?
What do you mean, another one of our composers?
Well, Dex, of course.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's a dog song.
The dog
song. We usually have a dog song.
New dog song.
It's relatively new, as I understand it.
Relatively new is correct, yes. Because, you know, we thrive on the local talent.
Oh, yes, we do.
Including our own.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question but what the talent around WDEV is unsurpassed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Quite so.
Listen to this. Listen to this, yes.
It's a border collie, lapso, wapso, German shepherd, wolfhound, cocker, spaniel, bulldog, Asian malamute. It's an Aussie doodle, terrier, chihuahua, pincher, husky, spitz, pit bull, dachshund, greyhound, and a chow. Fox terrier, retriever, golden foxhound, a Dalmatian, Irish setter, and a sheepdog, and a hound. But to me, he's the best darn dog around.
went to the animal shelter to adopt a new best friend. Ask the caretaker what they've got. This one over here, they said, but he's been here a while. A mixed breed that it seems nobody wants.
What is it?
It's a Border Collie, Lhasa, Apso, German Shepherd, Wolfhound, Cocker Spaniel, Bulldog, Asian Malamute. It's an Aussie Doodle, Terrier, Chihuahua, Pinscher, Husky, Spitz, Pitbull, Dachshund, Greyhound, and a Chow. Fox Terrier, Retriever, Golden Fox, Hound, a Dalmatian, Irish Setter, and a Sheepdog, and a Hound. Well, to me, he's the best darn dog around. He is kind of special, so I called the AKC to register his breed without delay. When they saw the application, they must have gulped to type it up. Took the whole staff all day. It's a Border Collie, Lhasa, Apso, German Shepherd, Wolfhound, Cocker Spaniel, Bulldog, Asian Malamute. It's an Aussie Doodle, Terrier, Chihuahua, Pinscher, Husky, Spitz, Pitbull, Dachshund, Greyhound, and a Chow. Fox Terrier, Retriever, Golden Fox, Hound, a Dalmatian, Irish Setter, and a Sheepdog, and a Hound. But to me, he's the best darn dog around. A Border Collie, Lhasa, Apso, German Shepherd, Wolfhound, Cocker Spaniel, Bulldog, Asian Malamute. An Aussie Doodle, Terrier, Chihuahua, Pinscher, Husky, Spitz, Pitbull, Dachshund, Greyhound, and a Chow. Fox Terrier, Retriever, Golden Fox, Hound, a Dalmatian, Irish Setter, and a Sheepdog, and a Hound.
Oh, we don't want to hear that again.
What?
My Lord.
Well, excuse me.
No, what? That was
that,
it.
That was it. It was just
that was it.
Recycling.
I've decided Riley might have some Rhodesian Ridgeback in him.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Riley?
Yes. That. Little 10-pound Riley might have some Ridgeback in him because he's got that little ridge of fur that goes the opposite direction on him.
A lot of things go in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I know.
Dog.
He did okay for his day of beauty. He was fluffed and buffed last weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, only tried to bite the groomer twice.
Oh. She's still wearing those big little rubber gloves.
Yep, she is. Yeah. She
you
gives
remember,
him a look, and then
you
he
remember
knows.
Remember when he bit my son-in-law?
Yes,
that
I know.
Mm-hmm. They came to visit me in the hospital. Yeah, yeah. What a wonderful evening that was.
He's a good boy. He's just got a little bit of an attitude.
I think.
We were asked not to come back to PetSmart. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Bit of Robbie right down to the bone. Yeah, and he just reached up to give him a little pat.
Well, he was on your lap protecting you. And he didn't like some strange man around you.
I see.
Mm-hmm. What you doing, Jack?
What kind of an excuse is that? Are we ready to conclude?
Oh, we're all set. Yes, we are.
Time?
Uh-huh.
Yes. We have the words, don't we?
I have my words here.
Of course, the words Lisa to the chorus are not on here.
Oh, I noticed that.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. What happened to that?
I don't know.
Hold on. Now, wait a minute. Have you got two pages?
Yeah, I've got two pages. The verses are there, but the chorus is not.
Well, oh, it's it, but it says right there.
Where?
G-C.
Yeah, D-G, D-D, G-D. I think those are the chords.
D-G-D.
Why don't we just play the darn thing?
Why don't we play it? Yeah.
Play the darn thing and sing it.
Wait a minute. We've got to set the mode.
Set the what?
Okay.
That's great.
Ready.
This isn't working.
Yeah.
It's working for me, baby cakes.
It's time for hymn time, friends. Yes, once again, even on a Saturday morning, WDEV takes time to reach for higher ground. And so we ask all of you to pull off the road. Before we ask you to take your hands off the
so you don't
wheel.
Drive into the cliff
or into whatever and sing with us here as the ecumenical choir is ready to operate from WDEV.
It comes quick at the beginning here, so you really have to be pay attention here.
Okay.
As soon as I hit this, you have to say as we reach the twilight hours,
of our fleeting earthly
you're gonna come
time.
In.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
One, two, three, four.
As we reach twilight hours of our fleeting earthly time, and know we will not see the sun tomorrow.
Good guy.
We may think with deep regret all the things we leave behind, but oh, my friends, do not give in to sorrow. On the other shore, on the other shore, we will reunite with all the things we ever owned before. Our single socks will all be glad, our rightful pairs restored. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
As we near those golden sidewalks floating on the clouds above, assuming
already given up, huh?
Jack, the soul is our destination. We're about to come back in.
We may glance behind for one last
look. Oh, you can do it, but I can't.
Everything we love, but truly there's no calls for reservations. On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have piles and piles of jeans we can't fit into anymore. We'll wear all those crazy cowboy shirts we got from Fred Labor.
Somebody Labor.
We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore. We'll find books we bought in college and sold for half price unread. And sacks of earrings lost under someone's bed. And baseball cards and army men and model planes galore. And every tiny plastic high-heeled Barbie ever wore. On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have giant storage units free of charge forevermore, where our tax receipts will all be saved in bags upon the floor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore, on the other shore.
We'll find National Geographic's from 1974.
What a train wreck.
Our children's art will cover God's refrigerator door. We'll meet all our possessions on the other.
Up high, up high.
I suggest next time we just let the professional singer sing it.
No.
That was painful.
That hometown flavor.
Train is off the track the whole time.
That's right. Well, that's it. Back on with the number one.
Kai, you were good.
Oh, yeah, I was good.
We could hear Kai loud and clear.
My mom says with practice.
Of course, we can always hear Kai loud and clear.
Thank you.
What with practice?
That I could be good.
Oh, all right.
You know, if you had just continued on with ballet lessons.
Ballet lessons.
I wanted to tap dance.
I could just see you in a tutu. Oh, my Lord.
Will you stop
my 5'5"?
Yeah.
And here she comes, little roly-poly out in her 5'5".
Roly-poly. We have a little song about that one.
Hey, remember that song?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Can I go now?
Yeah, you can.
I want to thank you, Kai, for
having you with us.
So we're going to hear some James Taylor this afternoon or this morning?
This morning, yeah.
All right.
James's new recording. Yep.
Okay.
Delbert McClinton, the Weekend Song.
What's that?
Oh, the Delbert McClinton Weekend Song.
Yeah, the Delbert McClinton.
Well, I got it. Well, we don't play that Weekend Song all the time. We play.
I thought you played it every weekend.
A Delbert McClinton.
A Delbert.
Why does she want that one there? I'm with
she?
You. I can't think of her name.
This is Lisa, too.
Mrs. Lisa, too?
Yes.
Well, you want to talk? I'll have to go look for it, though.
No, you can't do that because it'll eat a lot of time, and we have to honor.
She's good enough to show
Saturday
up here.
That's right. She's good enough to show up and sit through this mess.
She was trying to be helpful. some people really try to be helpful here, and others.
Jack just left.
Yeah.
Jack just abandoned the ship.
You know what he's doing?
Good skippers don't.
Lisa, too, I think, requested something, and the good soldier that he is has marched out into the vast catacombs of Radio Free Vermont. And I think he has found something to favor us with as we lead into the next hour.
You have to
that's
do your
the Outlaw Saturday morning.
Oh, you have to do
you
your
to
this
do
show's in Buster
oh,
of Marie.
Yeah, the Kenley Dean Squire on WDEV with his program each Saturday in memory of Buster and Marie.
Oh, that was nicely done.
Well, that was nicely done.